All right. So I have obviously always something going on in my life, as you guys know. This is your girl JoJo hitting you up with a little chit chat and talking about different topics. That's just what I do. Talk about everyday life, talk about venting, issues that hit close to home, and everything under the sun, basically. But something that is close to you, like something you can relate to, not just a random topic, obviously. But sometimes, yes. So, I've been listening to several podcasts. Oh, I'm over here rubbing my face and I have makeup on. I keep forgetting. And there's one that caught my attention. As you guys know, if you have not known, because this is your first episode listening in, I am in the education business and I really do love what I do. I mean, I was thinking about it. I love helping people. I like helping people see their self-worth and that they are better than they think they are and that they are capable of so much more. But it's the battle of, no, I'm not. I'm just not going to do what you say. You know, kids are being kids, and it's a big old battle. And it's sadly, it's a battle that shouldn't have to happen because you're trying to do what's better for the kids, trying to get them to learn, to be better prepared. And what I like to call, because we all educators are, I believe, in the business of mass producing well-rounded individuals that will add to society and make it better. And I mean mass producing, because we go through so many kids. Like right now, I changed areas, guys. I used to teach middle school, high school, and I loved it. Oh my God, I do miss it. I'm not gonna say I don't. I truly and completely miss teaching those grade levels. And a lot of people be like, why would you miss teaching middle school? It is all hormonal. It is crazy. Yeah, it is. And it's an amazing grade level. It's that stage where kids have that last click hit into place where you can hit home. And so when they go to high school, they can mold themselves into becoming better people. It is pretty intense. And I wouldn't change my 17 years of teaching there at all, ever. Ever. You know, I personally, on my personal spectrum, not the teaching field, had so many things going on in my life, and I went through a roller coaster of things, and even to the point, guys, of almost losing my job because I let my personal life get into it. So I changed myself and I revamped. I had lost the passion to trying to teach there, and I changed fields. And I'm like, in that field, excuse me, I still teach the same spectrum of things that I taught in middle school. I'm just now at an elementary school, and it is so much more different. Yes, it's more lovey-dovey. The kids are so more compassionate. They're adorable. Yeah, but it's just like, it's harder to talk to them because they quite don't understand what you're saying. And you're literally building the foundation that middle school and high school students use in order to get to the next level. And it's a whole different ballgame. And I was thinking about, I was listening to this podcast about education and people in education. And I was just trying to think, man, my certain situation is a unique, it's in a little era of its own, you know, because I was listening to the podcast and I'm listening to the logistics of what they're talking about. I'm like, it sounds familiar, obviously, because I'm in education, but it sounds a little different. So I looked up, and their basis of where they're at is actually in Canada. So I was like, that's why it doesn't completely click. It's still education. I enjoy the podcast. I'm actually going to be marking it as a favorite, but it's just different, you know. And Texas, we're in our own state of mind, literally, because testing and becoming certified, it is a whole different ballgame for us, because every state has its own standards, and I love my state, and we want to be at our peak performance. So they have recertification, they have make sure you get enough hours. It's crazy and it's intense. And I wouldn't change it for the world, guys. I'll be honest. A lot of people have a problem with, why should I have to keep up with all these hours? And I agree, keeping up with all the hours. And anyway, I'm going astray from my thought. So I was watching this podcast, listening to the podcast. And I was thinking about, you know, the girl that's being interviewed on the first podcast has been teaching 5 years. I'm like, At 5 years, yeah, you have a set playing field. If you make it past the first year, I was told when I first started, before I started teaching, if you make it past your first year, you can do this for the rest of your life, you know, but it's the first 5 years that are bumpy and you find out what's going on, how are things working. And right now, and I like listening to these things because I feel like I have to go to school again because it's crazy for me. And this is why I say I'm a unique situation. I'm going from a middle school, high school setting where I teach private lessons. I'm in front of an ensemble. I'm obviously a music teacher. And kids are hormonal. They have to be keeping up with athletic. So they need to make sure they maintain their grades. And then all of a sudden I'm going to where we have to keep a certain amount of, excuse me, of grades in their grade book in order for them to be able to achieve their meet their no play, what's it, no pass, no play, you know. So they have to, we have to have a certain amount of grades in their grade book. And then I went into elementary where I literally, unfortunately, well, it's crazy, I teach an entire school in 2 days. Just picture that, an entire elementary school. I see every student minus pre-K in my classroom in the course of 2 days. It's wild. And I've gone from all those grades and stipulations, making sure you do this, make sure you attain to that. And now it's like 2 grades for, well, every student gets a grade at the 3 weeks, but they get a music grade and a conduct grade. So it's 2 grades, but they're different. So one in each category. And then another one in the other 3 weeks, because we go by 6 weeks. And it's like, everybody gets a grade. It's like crazy, like filled. There's like 600 students. Oh, excuse me. And I'm like, wow. I was just, I'm a little overwhelmed. And I was, because it was like a totally different angle. I was like, I didn't understand it. And then teaching the kids is a little different. And then I had only a secondary certification. That's 6 through 12. And so I had to go and I had to retake my test. And they said, if you don't pass your test by May, and I had moved to elementary in January. They had told me about it this, like midway through December, and I decided to take the job. And they said, oh, and if you don't pass your test, your recertification, so that you can be able to teach elementary, by May, you can't keep your job, which you switched to, which you could be possibly kicked out and not have a job because you don't have the certification. And there's only one test between now and May. So I had to go back and relearn or touch base on subjects that I hadn't seen in 17 years. And it was like, wow, like totally stressful. And I was thinking about if they ever decided to look into me and my job, I'd be like, I must love my job because I went through the stress of having to redo all of this testing and be able to pass. If I wouldn't put through myself through that stress. And I am talking stress, people. Like, I could hear my own pulse. Like, I was like crazy nervous about not passing this test because otherwise I would not have a job. It's crazy. It was like totally wild ride. And I took the day off that when I was taking my test. I was like, you know, I'll just take the afternoon. It's in the afternoon. I said, no, what? Forget that. I'm taking the full day. So in the morning, I woke up. I reviewed my testing material. And I could literally, guys, I had to stop. My blood pressure was so high. I could almost hear my blood rush through my head. It was crazy. So I took a nap in between. I did some meditation before I had a test. I got dressed. I went to my sister's house early because it was really close to the testing site. I studied a little more and I tried to relax and meditate because it was just so stressful. And I relaxed and I took my test. And this is a crazily intense test, guys. And the reason I'm sharing this with you, because I was hearing this podcast about people's experiences and changing, and I'm trying to give you a foundation of what I do. Even though I feel like I need to go back and take some classes in regards to elementary music teaching because it's just like crazy wild. The test involves the following. There's a portion of the test at the beginning that, I'm waiting for my order. So a portion of the test at the beginning, that's a listening portion.
And the listening portion involves listening to about 10 to 15 seconds, if that. I don't even think it's that long. Let's say 10 seconds. 10 seconds of listening, and you have to identify what time period was it in. Who could have possibly written this piece? How can you identify the exact composer? And you've got about this 10 seconds to listen, and you've got 7 seconds after that to write a preliminary answer. And then you go back and they let you listen to the piece again. This is all, I don't control it, guys. It just goes to it. And once you start the test, it starts. And then they listen, let you listen to it 10 seconds again, same 10 seconds. And then you have another 7 seconds to answer, and then the question's gone. And you have like, I don't even know how many questions there were at the beginning. I was so under stress, I don't remember. And then finally, after that listening portion's done, you don't get to go back to it ever. You don't ever get to go back to it. You just go to the one that you fill in. And it was like, wow, it's stressful. It was just crazy.
Is your under Joy?
Joy, that's right. Me. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Yeah, guys, picking up an order. I always feel like I'm on a road trip with you guys. So anyway, and I had to take this test. It's so much stress. Now, the last time I took this test, guys, to get certified, I was 21 years old and still in college. I had to take a professional level exam, and then I had to take the music exam. And I am a horrible test taker. I'm telling you that right now. I'm a horrible test taker. No matter how much I prepare, no matter how well I prepare others, who, by the way, usually get B's and A's, and I would hate it. They're like, God, thank you for helping me, Joy. I passed my test. I got a B or I got an A. And I was like, awesome. And I get a C. What is up with that? They're like, how did you get a C? I'm like, I don't know. They're like, but you know this stuff. I said, I know I do. And I'm just, I don't know what it is. If it's like a pressure of doing well, I don't know what it is. Anyway, and so last time I took it, it took about a few weeks to even get a response to say that I passed or failed. I don't even remember how long. I know it was a couple of weeks at least. But this time around, everything, first of all, was not handwritten. There was not a recorder at the front of the room playing our samples. It was all digital, guys. It was all headset, put it on, plug in, click, 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 all mouse, all computer oriented. And it took 3 days to know if I passed or failed. I was more astonished that it didn't take that long to even get a response of it, because everything's digital. It grades it, it processes it, sends you the information to the company that, you know, that administered the test, and then it gives, they have to put it in to make sure, put that information in to make sure, cross-reference it to make sure it's sent out to the right email. So I was like, 3 days, wow, compared to all the time I took the last time. I studied longer for this test than it took to get an answer if I passed or not. It was completely mind-blowing. And I passed, and I was thrilled. I told the HR director, said, here's my, I screenshot it, sent it to him, and then I had to apply for certification with the state. So he goes, just send me the copy of when you paid for it. That way we could just go ahead and clear you off. And it was just like stupid crazy. And I was thinking, if anyone ever thought, does she love her job? I must love my job, people, to put myself under that stress. I could have easily gotten a mediocre 9-to-5 job where I get paid fairly well, can get overtime, because if we got paid as overtime as teachers, we'd be banking. But we don't, obviously. And it was just, oh my God, beyond stressful. Like right now, my head starts hurting. My head is literally starting to hurt knowing that I had to take this test. And it was like a feeling, like my heart is already racing, knowing, remembering how intense it was. And you know, this teaching field, guys, we are underpaid. And if you've ever known a teacher or are a teacher, we truly are underpaid, and we obviously don't do it for the money. Obviously, we have a secure job, and even then, some of us don't have a secure job. It is totally and completely stressful. And I sometimes feel, because of my field, that I am not taken too seriously. I am not, oh, well, you're just like, you're just an elective teacher. You know, it's not a big deal. It freaking pisses me off. So, besides listening to all this information and listening to all these people on this podcast, I was really thinking about, like, you know, my gimmick on my podcast is, you know, road trip chatting with your girl JoJo. But I was listening to all these podcasts and I was thinking, you know what, maybe I need to do a little groundwork and foundation instead of shooting from the hip and just speaking from my passionate side. Obviously still do that, but be a little bit more organized. But obviously I got so much going on. But I think I'm going to make things a little bit clear for you guys. I do love chit-chatting with you guys, and I love hearing the response and the emails that I get. Remember, you can always reach me. You can either tweet me, email me, or hit me up on Facebook, guys. It's all under Your Girl JoJo 5. That's URGIRL JOJO and the number 5. Your Girl JoJo 5. That's at Twitter, that's on Facebook, and that's on Gmail. So hit me up, or even here on Anchor. And I got to go get my lunch eaten before I have lunch city. That's right. Running errands in the middle of a school day. Fabulous. So I hope you guys are well. Remember, if your day isn't going great, just smile. It looks good on you. And besides, it always comes back to you. Have a great day. We'll see you guys the next time. And chit-chat a little bit more. Tell me about you. Tell me how things are going. Love hearing from you guys.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.